Blog Talk Radio.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection.
Hello, everybody. I hope you hear me. Welcome to Intuitive Life with Sky. That would be me, Sky McKenna, and it is so good to be here with you. It's been a wild and crazy year or two, huh? Yes, but we're here. And if you'd like to know more about me, my website is intuitivelifeguidance.com. The show call-in number, which I always forget to give, is 563-999-3634. And I've written some books and designed some t-shirts. I've been busy, but I'm back and I really miss being here. So I've got a full switchboard. So I want to get as many callers as possible and be with everybody again. I really enjoy it. So we're going to go right to the phones. I'll do some astrology things later. But for now, let's go to the phones, if I remember how to do this. 216, hopefully
Hello.
You're on the air. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sharon?
I'm actually on my lunch break at work. I saw you on, oh my gosh, I love, you haven't been on a while, but when you were on a couple years ago, I loved it when you were on.
I'm back.
So
I'm
back. I took my lunch late. I just want you, I know how you read. I want you to just focus on what do you see coming up for me with my career, my job in the next few months,
okay,
couple months.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. The first thing I saw is that a situation, and I guess you're talking about your job, but a situation, some situation that you're in is going to improve significantly within the next few weeks, actually. You've got perfect timing going here for something coming up at work. There's a brand new beginning, though, with it. I don't know if this is a new job. I mean, it could be, but it could be with what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
your own job, that there's a promotion. There's something new or a new way of being, something new for you. There's also an element of justice here. Now, I don't know, you know, if
I know what you're talking about. There's a woman that gives
okay,
me a hard
good.
Time.
Yeah, it's a woman.
And she,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Go on. But go on. I'm going to keep my, and I'll just let you talk.
No. You can talk. You can talk. I don't know if there's backstabbing or back talking or things like that, possibly. But certainly something that gives you grief. But you have a brand new beginning. Now it could be that she leaves. I don't know. But something's going to change for you. And
okay.
and your wish will be fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled now. You've got abundance coming, and this is in the next few weeks. Don't stop. The message is not to stop whatever it is you're doing as you're moving ahead. Stay steady, because confidence is your key to success here, and it will unfold.
I love my job. There's always one person that's negative, and I just keep being positive. I'm so nice to her. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. I just want her to harm anything. I'm too happy at my job and content at my age. I want to stay here to retire. I really enjoy it. Keeps my brain active.
Right. Well, when send her blessings, not out loud, you know, just bless her, because obviously something's wrong in her life, or she's not happy or whatever, but it'll take the burden off of you. You know, just let it go.
And you do,
but
I
no,
know I
just
And so you do see in the next few weeks there's going to be changes, there's going to be justice. I know you said whether it's a promotion or just getting new job responsibilities. I understand what you're saying. Anything
yeah,
else?
Yeah.
Then
and
you,
wish,
to your next
wish,
caller.
Wish,
sorry.
Wish, yeah, wish fulfilled. You, it, this, and it's going to happen quickly when it happens. There's equitable share, you know, sharing. There's things being given to you that you should have had all along and things. And
I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, good. Good. All right. Well, good. You'll have to let
you're
me know. Keep me posted.
You have a full
because
queue.
I
will keep you posted. You're going to be on now, coming on every couple weeks or so?
Oh,
you're
I'm shooting
my
for every
favorite.
Week.
I really mean that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so glad.
Thank you so much.
You're very accurate. You were accurate 2 years ago with me. But go ahead and get to your, I'll ask another question next time. But listen, get to your next caller, okay? You have a wonderful, wonderful
okay.
weekend, okay, Sky?
Thank you. Thank you so
I'm
much, Sharon. Keep
you.
Me posted.
I needed that today. I know.
Oh, okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, bye-bye. Okay, let's go with 347. Seven, you're on the air with me.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking
guys.
With?
This is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika, how are you?
I'm good. It's so good to see you. Before I even ask any questions, I just want to say it's so good to see you back. It's been so many years, but it's so good to see you because you don't see any regular blog talk people from when I found you guys in like early like 2013, 2014 time frame, like you guys are all gone. So it's so good to see you again. You're always so sweet.
Well, things change, you know, maybe people will be back from wherever they've been. I mean, it's been a weird couple of years for people. You have a victory coming. I'll let you ask a question, but I have to say that you have success. There's something that is coming for you and you've got some big, happy changes. There's more information coming for you too. And there's some kind of peaceful resolution. If there's been anything that's out of sort in your life anywhere, I mean, who doesn't have that? But there's a peaceful resolution, and there's an issue, that, you know, that you might have to say no to. Now, it could be something good. You know, it may be that you just can't take on anymore. I don't know. But that's... Oh, here's a man. Here's a male figure, a male energy, gentle healing doctor kind of. Yeah, this is a lover kind of card. Can be with a relationship that you're with. Could also be with a boss. There's money here. If you're looking for money, you've got an invitation coming, and there's new things happening around your home, a happy home. You're going to be learning something new, too. Now, do you have a question?
Yes.
Now that I've talked.
All of that applies. All of that applies to me because my life has been just, I've had so much bad luck. Job up here, not working anymore. I for the last couple of years, have tried with relationships, didn't work. Just recovering from surgery in May on my uterus. I still don't have children, don't have marriage yet. Still want that. Had brain surgery when I first met you. Also, I always wanted to move to Florida, but I tried. It didn't work. For the last couple of years, for some reason, I started to not want to move there anymore. I started to think of places like Vegas, Idaho, Illinois, for some reason. I don't know why. But I lost my job in September. I've been at home, and I always wanted to move away from my family because they caused a lot of damage to me as a young person, as a child, and I still am not independent of them. I still live with them. Now my mom decided she's selling the house. She retired. She's moving to Florida. So I have no choice but to move with them. So I'm not going to be able to love them from afar like I always wanted to. So I guess basically what I wanted to know, if you see this being good or bad for me to be moving to Florida, if you see like the good job, marriage and children happening there, because that's really all I want, just to be able to just take care of myself and have like someone who really loves me and a real connection and to try to have kids, or should I move to somewhere else and Florida's bad?
No, go to Florida. You wanted to move to Florida. This is your stepping stone. This is such a blessing. It doesn't feel like it. You're not going to be with them, but they will get you to Florida. And doors will open when you're in Florida. I see you learning something new, being on a new job, something new, and things turn around. Absolutely, things turn around. It's a good place for you. You're leaving some heartache. Sounds like a bunch of it. You're leaving it behind. But this is like the end of a tough cycle. it's approaching. The end is approaching. And, you know, there are, you know, high emotions, yes, but this is a time for healing. This is really excellent for you. You need to look at the positive of, I mean, how perfect is that? They're going, you don't have to do it. You're going to Florida and you don't have to do it. Now, once you get there, you can separate from them and you will. You'll have your own place. This is the time to release the negativity. Anything, your worry. I understand the worry. There's going to be much better communication. Your whole world is going to open up in Florida, and they're going to get you there. So you won't be with them. You'll be with them to get there. They're your stepping stone, but they're not the end. Absolutely, they're not the end, because I've got a happy home for you. That was one of the first things I saw, something new. I thought maybe you're redecorating. there's a brand new beginning here for you. And there's something more creative. Your life is more creative. And it's just in the infancy stage. You're going to feel like a baby again, like a new child. Now, this also could be babies, but not right away. You have to get established first. And I want to know, like, when you meet somebody, you better tell me, because we'll do a thing on him. But, you know, don't run off really quick.
I will.
But the first thing is that the seeds are planted now. You see, you set your intention. You'd like to move. You don't really want to go wherever you wanted to move someplace else. And this is going to be really good. This will be a good place for you. It was one of your original ideas, and they're going to get you there. And then once you're there and you're settled, it'll take a while to get settled. It'll take a while to move. Probably the first of the year, you'll start feeling more settled. There's a big yes happening for you. And I would say there's abundance for you. Now, abundance is not just money, but your life is going to change. You've got opportunities coming. Grab this. Appreciate the fact that they're going to be your wheels to get to someplace else. And then you can pick your own place. You don't even have to stay in the same city, the same town. You can go around and see what you really like the ocean and things like that. You can go to the beach. But there's success for you. It's important, as always, to remain positive. It's always important to remain positive. But you've been through so much. That's tough. But look at this as a blessing, because there's a conclusion happening, you know, an ending, not a bad ending, but you're leaving something behind and you're safe and you will have loved ones there. Here's right away. I see there will be loved ones. Now there's going to be friends that are loved ones. You're going to release something. I think you're going to release where you are. It's going to be a whole new world. And they're going to get you there. So be grateful for that. You don't have to take off on your own. You can establish yourself with them and then start looking around for jobs and other places away from them, within arm's reach if you want, you know, within driving distance. But you won't be with them once you get there.
Yeah.
They're your stepping stone. So be grateful. You know, be happy. Help them move. Help them find places. So, you know, so the sooner they sell and move, the sooner you're going to be someplace else.
Oh, and yeah, my mom already found a house. It's being built. It should be ready in like October, and we're moving at like the end of this month. So it's my mother and my sister. They were really just damaging to me when I was younger. And we're living closer to my sister who lives down there now, and it's my mom and her who are close, and I'm going to be under my mom's roof. So it's like, I am grateful, of course, but
temporarily, temporarily you will be, it will get you there, and you don't have to be even in the same part of the state. You're going to find a job. You're going to learn something different, something new, something more creative. So it would not hurt for you to start doing some online job searching for what's out there in Florida.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Oh, good. See, for the fall, and get things lined up ahead of time. And then you'll have your own money and you can go live in some other part of the state. You won't be there with them. This is a new beginning for you. There's also going to be a sign, you know, signs like something will happen and you'll go, that's it. It could actually be a sign that says, go this way or something. But your situation is definitely going to be improving.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be living with your mom. Unless you want to. I mean, you can, but no, you've got bigger horizons coming in. There's a man with some money. He's stable that you're going to be meeting. Wish fulfilled, yes. That's what you're talking about. And you've been through the struggles. The struggles are over.
Yeah.
You've got a new world. And think about, if you can, the blessings that, for all that you've been through. Like, who are you now? You're wiser, you're stronger, you're going to be even more healthy, you'll be able to build your whole new life. That's the thing. It'll be your choice. This is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I really just want, like, you know, to love someone, someone to love me, have my own little private life with someone and try to have kids, even though I'm getting up in age now. So I don't even know if that's even still a possibility for me, because
there's always kinds of ways to have kids, too. You know, there's a lot of ways to have children these days. But you have to trust. It's going to be okay. It's real. Everything's going to be okay. Doors are going to be opening for you. And this travel to Florida is going to be great. You'll just be there long enough to get established. You'll get a job. You'll have your own money. You'll find a place near there. You'll start going and to clubs, but, you know, places where things that you like to do, dog parks. I don't know if you have a dog, but there's a guy with a dog. So a gentle guy. Earthy guy. So that's all going to happen. Not all at once. One step at a time. You can do this. You can. There's inspiration for you. You need to look for the inspiration. It's right here. Patience is good. Yeah, here you are. You're meeting somebody, but it'll be early next year. You have to get established. Get a job, get your own place, go by the water, get by the beach.
I would love that, but it's getting so expensive down there now. And like they don't pay as much as like New York, where I'm leaving, but they're getting more expensive to live. They haven't, the income hasn't gone up, but the rent and homes have. So I don't know.
It's
going to
work out.
Look,
one step at a time, step at a time. It's going, trust me, it's going to be good. One step at a time. Okay. Keep me posted. Let me know how you're doing.
Will you be on now from now on?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm shooting for every Thursday at noon, Pacific time. So I'll be back.
You're such a happy, familiar face to see. Like, you're such a comforting person to see back on. So please stay around.
I will. I will be back. I could say that better, but I can't. So.
Yeah, I'm going to
okay.
need you.
Okay, good. I'll be here.
Okay.
All righty? Okay, thank you, sweetie.
You. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, bye. Okay, 80. I hope you're on the air with me.
Hi, guys. Amala. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay, let's see what's going on. There's some situation that hasn't worked out, but the answers that you need are on their way. The answers are coming, and you want to not let whatever's hanging
on
from the past.
What?
I don't know. Did
yes.
I skip? I'm sorry. I'll
yeah,
stop
you skipped
moving.
A little bit. Yes.
Okay. The answers you need are on their way. Did you hear that part? That there's nothing.
Yes, I did. Yep. Yep.
Okay. And you also, anything in your past.
Yes.
Don't let it hold you back. This is new. You know, you're safe. You're loved. And there's a personal issue. There's something that's coming that's going to, or just has, or will reach a resolution in your favor, even though whatever's going on may not feel like it's going to be. You need to show the world the real you. And the real you is beautiful and vibrant, and the heck with everybody, and, you know, and surrender to the divine. Know that everything that's happening, there's a reason for it. It's important also now to take time to breathe. Actually, take time to breathe out. Breathe.
Yes.
Release and breathe out. Let me see. There you are. Here's your new beginning. So try whatever the thing is that didn't work, isn't working, and it should have not worked. You know what I mean? Some things just aren't supposed to, even no matter how hard you try, whatever you do. They're not supposed to. They're a means to an end. They're a learning experience to go somewhere else and to walk away. This is your time to walk away from whatever that was and leave the difficulty behind, because you're going to something even better. You're going to happiness, family, happiness, love.
Do you feel when that's happening with the new beginnings?
It's coming soon. It's coming very soon. You're kind of out of it already. You need to release it is what has to happen. It's already done. I mean, whatever. And so now it's your turn. It's your time to walk. Literally.
Yes.
And
literally.
And
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And your timing is perfect. But there's nothing else for you to do but walk. You know, let it go. Breathe out, and don't stop. Okay.
Got it. Do you feel like I could be meeting the new beginnings is meeting somebody?
Yeah, there's meeting somebody. Let me look at this. There is success here for you. And if you've had like worries or sleepless nights or, you know, things like that, that keep you, that's ending. That is ending. You're here. You're very sensitive. You're moving on there's a number two. So I doubt that it's 2 days, but it could be. It could be 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 months. It's not definitely not 2 years. So it's coming pretty quickly. But your job here is just to move on. Move on and breathe out, and it's done. And it should have been, you know. Like I said, there are some things. No matter how hard we want something, there's a reason, and it's not supposed to. It's supposed to be something to move on from, and that's what this is. So just move on. It's time to walk. Yeah, here's your relationship.
Can I just say something? It's funny that you said about walking. I fell. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I am visually impaired, and I fell this time because I didn't see something, and this is in July. And then, so basically, long story short, I went to the doctor 2 weeks later, and I've had other injuries before, so I iced it, all that stuff before, within the 2 weeks before I saw the doctor, just to make sure everything was okay. And sure enough, I have a very, very small fracture in my ankle. So it's just funny, maybe not funny, whatever you want to say, that like it's like literally walking again. So it's on its way of repairing itself.
Here you go. You are walking, and you're successful. Here's a beautiful relationship coming also, and it's your turn. I mean, it's time for you to be you, and
Absolutely.
The world is yours. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's about severing ties with this is enough. You know that, just that word, enough. Enough is enough.
Enough.
It's time to walk away. Yeah.
It is. And breathe out.
Yeah.
Time to breathe out.
I love
out
that.
And
I'm going to think of the ocean when I think of that. Breathe in, good, breathe out. I love that. Thank you so much for that. Just that one little nugget of information, insight. So.
Good. Thank you. Keep me posted. I'll be back here.
I will. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I think I hung up on her too soon. Okay. 310, you're on the air with me, I think. Hello?
Yes. Hi, Sky. Hello?
Hi. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. This is Vince. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You have a question or something, but my message here is that you're very close to achieving a goal. There's some goal.
Okay.
And nothing is set in stone yet, however, whatever that is. Confidence is important. And there's a win, I want to say a win-win coming for you. If you had a tough cycle, like who in the world hasn't had a tough cycle lately, it's coming to an end, and you can expect some kind of powerful change. There's hard work that you've been doing on something, and it's starting to pay off. It will pay off. You may have to make a first move on something.
Okay.
And you need to like bring love into the situation, or it's about love, but there's love here.
Yeah.
You may have to, hold love in your heart, bring love into it, and have a dream. It's a dream, but you need to be practical. There's something that needs to be practical about this. Do you have a question now that I've babbled on?
Yeah, I have a couple of, you're right on the money though, because there's a few issues. There's a couple of job issues, and then there's unemployment. So I'm going to ask the unemployment, get that out of the way first. I was fired from my last job, and I fought for unemployment, and they withheld paying me pending investigation. They want to find out why I was fired, and so I'm just wondering if that's going to be ruled in my favor. It's been 8 weeks now, and I still haven't heard anything. And then the other thing is, last night I walked off a job. I left a job that was a horrific place to work, horrific conditions, low pay, but I took it because I needed something. On Monday I'm starting a new job, and it's good pay, great company to work for. The only problem is it's a 2.5-hour drive from where I live. So when I go up there, I'm going to stay up there for a couple of days and then come home when I'm off work. So it's a 3-day on, 3-day off type job. So I was wondering if that job is going to work out, but also too, last November, I got fired from a temp job that I had, great company to work for and everything. I was falsely accused of doing something I didn't do. And because I was a temp, I had no union protection or anything, so they just outright fired me, even after I told them they'd be willing to sign an affidavit and take a lie detector test to prove my innocence. So about 2 months ago, they had a job fair. I went there, and I met with the new hiring manager and the plan manager, and I explained to them my situation. I told them what happened, and the guy said to me that November 1st, which will be a year, in November 1st, I can come back and reapply, and I should be eligible to be rehired. But they'd have to check my record. My record when I was there was great. Everybody loved me. So I'm wondering if I'm going to have a chance to be rehired at that job or if this job's going to work out.
Well, this job, I think this job will work out, but I think you're going to have a choice. I think you're going to have to make a decision. There's celebration here for you. There's work for you. There's coming. You're looking to the future, and there's a celebration I see you moving around. I don't know if you would have to move someplace else or do something. I suppose that's what you're talking about, at least for this one, is being
We do want to move, but and we had the money saved up, and then I was working at Pepsi for 3 years, and then they let me go for something I didn't do. And we were going to move out that way, and then they lowered the bill on me. So, but we do want to move. It's just a question
I think you'll be moving, okay. And you'll have the resources to do it. It might be squeaky, you know, for a while, because moving is tough. It costs a lot. But
yeah, it is.
Your situation is going to there are big happy changes and success coming for you. I still think the job you're going to go for, it'll work out, but I still think you're going to have to make a decision. I think you'll have to make a choice. And the other thing is that you need to know that there's no need to worry. This is like a you're going through an initiation, a transformation. You need to let the past go. The past is the past.
Right.
And whatever they did, they did. And if they were wrong, it's the past. Let it go and move forward. Look forward. There's a peaceful resolution. You know, you were talking about the possibility of somebody reviewing something and taking a look at it. That's going to go well. You've got big, happy changes. For some reason, I did see you moving. To really tell when, but yeah, you're going to leap into something new. There's a happy home for you. It'll be kind of tight for a while because moving costs a lot.
It has to do with
one of these jobs. But I think you're going to have to make a choice. I think the time will come, but you need to let the past go. And it is what it is. It happened. You know, it just happened, and they were wrong, and breathe into this now. Breathe into your life now. You need to, you know, that was saying, like, you made the first move. You needed to make the first move. You've got dreams, and you need a practical plan to get there. You need to release.
Yeah.
There's prosperity ahead of you. So by dwelling on the past, you're kind of pulling it with you. You're dragging it a duffel bag behind you. So,
I am learning how to let it all go now. So it's just been really bad because I've had to eat up on my savings waiting for unemployment. And if it comes through, it's going to be a big help. And I can put that money aside to get caught up on bills and everything. And then
I think you'll get unemployment. I'm not sure that you're going to get you know, as much as you deserve, as much as you want. You're going to be doing a balancing act, but you'll get something. Something is coming. There's success for you coming, okay? So keep me posted. Let me know. It's going to be okay. You're going to make a choice in jobs. You'll be moving, and just put it down. Move forward.
Okay.
Be here now. Okay?
Okay.
It's so good to talk to you. Call me back.
Thank
Let me know
you.
How you're doing. Okay.
Will do.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye. Okay. 630. Hello? You're on the air with me, I hope?
Yeah. Hi, Sky. Yeah, I remembered you from like 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm glad that
it's
you're back.
2 years since all this stuff happened. Who am I speaking with?
Well, my name's Lisa. I think I called once to you.
Oh,
and
I remember.
So my question is, so I haven't had a lot of luck with a move. I wanted to move a couple years ago, and I had made an offer in one place and didn't get it. You know, there's a lot of competition. And then another one just was really bad timing, so I think that it's probably better that I didn't move then. But I wondered if you see that as positive that it didn't happen yet, and if you do see it happening now,
yes, it was positive. It was positive that it didn't happen, and that was kind of the end of an old energy. You're going to be offered something here. You've got a new beginning. It will be better than what you think. It'll be it'll be more than what you think. The money will be better. You'll be happier. It's almost a romantic place, the feeling of it. You know, that doesn't mean that there's a man involved, but it has a soft, romantic feel and a happy home. So absolutely, yes. And you're going to be moving. You're moving on. You're moving on from...
When do you see it maybe happening? I mean, I started looking again in June. It turned out that, well, then after that... Well, first of all, let me ask you real quick. Like, when it didn't work out, is it better that it really didn't because of something better happening for me, or that it just wasn't in the right place?
Both. Yes.
Okay.
And yes. It wasn't your place. If it was your place, you would have had it. You know?
Okay.
You're going someplace that feels... All I see is a soft, romantic kind of feel to it, and lush. I don't know where that will be, but it'll be better than what you thought. It's going to be a better deal financially. It'll be a better deal.
Well, that's hard to believe because things have gone up so much. You know what I mean?
No. Yes and no.
I saw a couple things the last month, but they weren't fixed up, and I don't want something not fixed up. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect, but I want it to, flooring.
No, you're being guided.
I don't.
You're being guided. You're being guided. So don't just know that you're being guided. You have an angel on your shoulder. You have an angel on your shoulder that talks to you all the time, and it's your left shoulder. And talk to your left shoulder. Know that there's an angel there. This is, you're being held back for your purpose, perfect place. It will be
when do
what
you
want.
See that happening?
By the end of the year.
And then will I be able to sell my place? Because I want to first buy, so I don't have to worry about this. When I find the place, and then I have to sell this place.
No, you'll sell. You will sell. There's communication happening, and there's going to be more houses on the market because a lot of people, the competition is not going to be there like it was. There'll still be competition, but not like it was. It's time for you to take action. And I would say the new moon, now is the time for, we're at the full moon, and now this next couple of weeks is the time for researching and turning within and researching. The new moon is on August 27th, and then things start increasing. The moon increases to full over the next 2 weeks, so that'll be the time really to take action. That doesn't mean you can't, but here you are. You're in the sun. Everything's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Well,
and yes, you will.
So you think I'd find something at a good price and I'll sell at a good price?
Yeah, I do. I do. Things are changing. You can't. Commitment
okay.
is being tested. Your commitment to your good is being tested, and this reaches a resolution. And the answers you need are right here. You're very close. You're very close. And don't forget to talk to your angel on your left shoulder. And
okay.
I guess
I'm thinking that, just because it didn't work out a couple of years ago, it's not like, that just doesn't mean that you're not going to find the place. So what you're saying is later this year, something good's going to finally come up
Absolutely.
For me, I hope, because I'm not going to make a move unless it's a better property. I mean, I've got to get a better property, and I really feel like it's bad karma where I am. It's just, not nice people, really not nice building. They don't keep it up like I want them to. It's not really bad, but it's just not for me anymore. I've been here, and it's 8 years, and it's too long,
It
isn't the right place for me to be at later in life, for my last place. You know what I mean?
It's time. It will all unfold. It will be unfolding. Things will start moving ahead. You'll see. Things move. Start moving ahead.
And will it be in this neighborhood or around my former neighborhood where I grew up? Because, like, there are a couple suburbs near here, 30 years, but then I grew up in a totally different area. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's too soon for me to tell that until you start looking. It's someplace familiar.
Well, I am looking.
You know, yeah, yeah. So, this doesn't look like something from the past. It looks like someplace new, or it doesn't look like from the past, like you said, where you grew up. I mean, it's possible, but that's
well, that's where
look
I
like
hope
from
to, but that's where I want it to be. I don't really want it around here to find a great place.
Okay.
I want to move back to that neighborhood where I grew up.
It'll
more.
Be where it'll be. Then okay. That's where you look and talk to your angel. You'll be guided.
Okay. And then do you see my health? I had, like, some really bad health things happen a couple of years ago. And I feel like things have gotten a lot better. Do you see, like, that continually improving?
You will continue to improve. Everything is going to continue to improve. Everything.
Okay.
Well, keep
well,
me posted.
Thank you.
Let me know.
Okay.
I'll be back next week. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Lee.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye, sweetie. Bye-bye. Okay, 608, you're on the air with me, I hope. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Jill.
Hi, Jill, how are you?
Good, I spoke with you years ago.
I remember.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely remember.
Okay.
And you've got something you've been maybe worrying about, and you don't need to. If there's something, you need to remain positive, but there's more information coming to you. There's something better. I don't know what that means, but if there's something
job
that you have.
Job-wise, maybe?
Yeah, there's something better for you, and that's happening pretty darn quick. It's more money.
Okay.
You'll be leaving a feeling of not enough. There's a feeling
okay.
that in the past, you know, that you're kind of left out. You're not getting what you wanted. There's a choice to be made. You will have to make a decision. It's going to be kind of hard to make a decision. Let me see which. There's a decision, there's a happy decision, there's something that you would take a risk on and not go for the same old, same old. There's something new. You need to look for something new.
Okay.
And you'll have really good luck. It looks like you need to, or you will be, you'll choose something that's so new that there's usually training, but you're training. There's something else. You're being offered something. You're being offered more money. You're going to start a new cycle. It's kind of like you're in the right place at the right time, and you're walking away from something sad or lack or not enough of. There's a feeling of that, and here you are celebrating. You're also going to be walking away from a feeling of maybe isolation or aloneness or something like that. But that's actually a good thing because you turn within. Here you are being successful. A wish, there's success. There's a wish fulfilled here. And there's more money. You've already planted the seeds here. I don't know if you've already looked around. Or if this is going to be something that's familiar to you, different, it's new, it's different. You're going to be learning something. There's going to be something. Here's the thing too. You need to believe,
okay.
You need to, and I mean like down to your little toes, you need to believe and know that there's a new start for you. Let the past go. The past is gone. You can't change it. It's done. hold your vision. You want to hold your vision, and you know that a new start is coming for you. There will be some adjustments, but they're not bad adjustments. There's going to be something different, something new, something different. And you're leaving something behind. It's time. You need to trust yourself. You need to believe in yourself. There's a win for you, a winning prosperity. There's more money. I keep coming up with more money, and
okay,
and a good give and take, wherever this is, whatever
okay.
this is. It's something different, but there's something that you're going to be learning. You'll like it. It's not bad learning.
Okay.
It's good learning, and you need to, you know, if there's been squeaky lack feeling, you know, in the past or not enough. It's a feeling of not enough. You need to work on believing. You need
okay.
to believe in yourself and believe, totally believe, work on it. Use it as a mantra, use it as a meditation, to believe in yourself and believe in this new beginning that's coming, because it is coming. Don't hang on to the past. It's done. It's you know, it's uncomfortable. It's done. Just let it go. You can't change the past. You can move forward. And it's time now to release any negativity. If you feel yourself feeling lonely or, you know, not good enough or not having enough. There's that kind of feeling. Let it go. Just let it go. There's a conclusion coming. See you having a choice. A couple choices. And I do see you choosing the one that feels newer.
Okay.
Pressure. Like taking a leap of faith. Even though you're going to go, oh, I don't know if I can learn whatever that is. But there are choices here.
Right.
And, here you are being successful. By the end of the year, you'll be successful. I'm not even sure it'll take that long, but for sure by the end of the year. October, I don't know. October, November, there's a time period in there. Things could change even faster. As soon as you let go of the past, things will change. Put it down. Let somebody else carry it. It's done.
Okay.
It's cooked. It is cooked.
Okay.
Just move on. Okay?
Yes.
Yep.
Do you see me meeting new people or getting into a relationship that's been stagnant too?
Yeah. I actually, yes, you have a whole new thing happening here, and that may have been the loneliness, the lonely feeling,
yep.
the isolation feeling. It's still one step at a time, and
okay.
and I think you have a choice. I mean, you could you know, go out and be around people and just have fun. Just go out to have fun. You can do that while this other thing is happening. I have romance for you. I do. I've got success for you. I've got all these big
okay.
changes. And the choice may be which one you want to do first.
Okay.
Your situation will improve. You may have to ask for help. Or that when you ask for help from others, those are your peeps. Those are your people.
Okay.
Your group. You know, something that pickleball, I don't know. Something that you like to do, or a workshop, a class, a bookstore, something like that. So that you can just not mutually exclusive. You can do both. You know, you can go out and mingle and just meet friends for starters, and you can move ahead with this More money, new training, new job. Choice. Pick the one that seems new. Pick
okay.
the one that seems new. Even though you're going to have, there'll be training and you'll go, oh, I don't know if I can do that. Yes, you can.
I'm too old.
No, it'll be fun. You'll be learning. It's not bad stuff. So keep me posted, okay? Let me know.
Thank
you. Let me know
you.
How you're doing. I'll be back next week. Thank you, sweetie. It's so good to talk to you again.
Yes, and everything you said back then all happened.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Let
okay.
me know.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. 863. You're on the air with me.
Hello. Yay.
Hi.
Hi, guy.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Julia from Florida. It's great to talk
Hi.
To you. I'm so glad you're
oh,
back.
Yay. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a strange couple of years, hasn't it? But how
oh,
can
geez,
I help?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think I'm following a theme here about moving. I wanted to see if you had any insights about me moving to the Kansas City area and hopefully before the end of the year. It's to
yeah.
be closer to my daughter, my grandbaby.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. In fact, I get you arriving. The first thing I heard was arriving. So that, and relationship. And relationship then would be your daughter and grandbaby. That's where you're going. Their message is coming pretty soon about your moving, and it will be by, it's rebirth. It's rebirth for you in a new place, and you'll find balance there. It'll be happy. There's the love, the children. You should be doing some, if you haven't already, some investigation about getting there or plan it. Very close. It's very close. By the end of the year, you know, you can do anything you want. You absolutely, this is your choice. Time is new. And this is, let your old place go. Let everything go. You're ready to move ahead. You too, like ask your angels. Do not wait. Don't wait. The answer, big yes. I get a big yes. And there's also some forgiveness here. Now, that may have nothing at all to do with the move. It may be forgiving yourself for, you know, something that you didn't get there sooner, you know, something like that. Within the next few weeks, next couple of months, you could actually be taking action, packing, and on your way there. There's success. Yes, success. I'm looking at, it's in the near future, but you were talking about, you know, the end of the year is time is moving so fast. It's not that far. And you're ready to go. You're ready to go. And you know, your heart and soul are already packed. You've already decided. And it's a good decision. It's a very good decision. You may have to balance a couple of things. You need to release yourself from ties, old ties. You know, you mentally, there's nothing holding you back. You're holding you. If there's holding back, you're holding yourself back. So you need to, like, loosen the ties and get on the horse and go. just do it. Leave the, you know, if there's sadness, sorrow, separation, you know, and you're there and you're there. And just so there's some separation. It's time to move ahead, forge ahead. I think, you know, like I was saying, like moves are always yucky. I mean, they just are, you know, the packing and the moving and the money that it costs to get there. And so there could be some, I want to say, struggles, but not insurmountable struggles. That's just the way moves are. And you're successful. I have a wish fulfilled for you. Here you are being successful. There you are with family, planting new seeds. There's also a man here. Now, I don't know if you're looking for a man, but, you know, or male.
I'm hoping for that.
Okay,
so yay,
well, there
yay for that.
Yeah. There's and I think it's not where you are now. I think it's where you're going. And he's mature, not like old, but I mean like an adult. He's an adult. He might have sandy red hair, reddish hair kind of hair. He's very creative. He's a boss of something. And it's going to happen very quickly when it happens. I think so. yeah, it's sexy. I mean, it's an all inclusive kind of relationship. But you need to let the past go too. You need to let it go. Let whatever it is, you know, if you were offered something that didn't happen, or that you had a sense of confusion or dissatisfaction, move on. You've got a new beginning too. So you're ready. I've got you. I don't know if they have horses or if there are horses someplace, but you're on a horse.
I love that.
You're moving up. Yeah, you're going. You're on a horse. It's a pretty horse. So you're just, you know, let it go. Go. Happiness, family, home and family. There are a couple of kids. I don't know if there's more than one child or will be or something like that, or other children around. Maybe it's playmates or something, but there's children dancing and happy home. So, but I've got you on a horse. I've got you, like I said, I don't know if that's a physical horse or if that's symbolic, that, you know, when you gallop away, you know, and it's a happy gallop. So go. By the end of the year, you will go. You could go sooner, but, you know, it'll take a while to pull things together, but it'll be happy. It'll be really happy, and it'll be prosperous. And there's this guy, reddish-colored hair, sandy-colored hair. He might not have as much hair as he used to. I don't know. He might just have a really short haircut. I don't know what that is. But, you know, passionate guy. So, he, you know, there's somebody like that waiting for you. Okay. Well, keep me posted.
Awesome.
Let me know.
Okay. Yay. Well, thank you. That was amazing. Yay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome.
And welcome
keep
back.
Me posted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 541. You're on the air with me.
Hello, Sky. Welcome back. This is Nancy from Oregon. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since I've been here.
We've got
about 2 minutes, so I can talk or you can ask me a question.
I'll let you.
What
talk.
Would you like? Okay, good. I
just
like that.
General.
I always like to talk. There's love coming into your life or more love that you have love, and there's more love coming, but you need to know that you're good enough. There's an opportunity, there's something waiting for you, and there's this little voice in you that you know you're not sure you're good enough for something, and you are. There are powerful changes coming for you. And you too, you need to release something. There's something that seems impossible that you've wanted. You can have it. A dream, something that you wanted to do, wanted to go. There's an invitation. There's a whole new beginning for you also. You need to put the burdens down. You've been carrying somebody else's stuff. I don't know. You've been carrying stuff that too much. Ask somebody for help or give it back to them, whatever this is. But communication is important, and I've got 60 seconds left, so I'm going to have to go. Yeah. But I'll be back next week. If you want to call, I'll be here and we can finish.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate
new beginning. Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So I'm going to get cut off here in 25 seconds. If you'd like to know more about me, Sky McKenna, my website is intuitivelifeguidance.com. I'm going to be on Keen, like for quick things also. Information about that is down below this page, and I've got 10 seconds, and I will be leaving. So thank you all for being here, and I'll be back next week.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide.